Well, tonight, a warning ahead of the long holiday weekend. This was the scene, look at this, in Utah, Zion National Park, after more than an inch of rain fell there in just an hour, and that created some dangerous flash flooding. Cleanup efforts now underway because the water turned roads into mud, as you saw, and some main roads and interstates were closed because of all that damage. News Nation's Marky Martin live tonight. And Marky, Utah, not the only place dealing with this kind of flood risk.
Rob, you always hear that phrase, turn around, don't drown, and flash flooding truly is one of the scarier weather events you could find yourself in because it can happen unexpectedly and it can happen in the blink of an eye. And you're right, it's several locations across the country seeing it this week, and now it's turned deadly.
Scary moments for tourists inside Zion National Park. Just ahead of the busy 4th of July holiday weekend.
We don't really get this. I don't remember in California, especially in the Bay Area.
Alexa Griffin and her family were on a hike when the skies opened up, bringing heavy rain, hail, and a river of mud down the park's main road.
And we heard the thunder, so decided out of safety to come back down. We headed to the lodge to pick up the shuttle and a sudden downpour.
The park had to be closed temporarily while construction crews cleared the debris, but police say no one was injured.
It swept cars down Lyon Boulevard into each other along with debris. There's things like dumpsters in the road, rocks, all kinds of things.
Utah, not the only place seeing dangerous floods. In Ohio, Thursday morning rains sweeping this truck off the roadway. First responders rescuing the driver before treating them for injuries. And parts of West Texas, like Midland, were hard hit. Just take a look at these businesses, now underwater. And in El Paso, a hiker was killed after being washed away in floodwaters. That hiker,
I love you guys. I miss you guys.
A popular teacher at an Austin high school.
She was very passionate about what she did. She cared a lot about our personal success. She was just what every teacher should look up to be.
Texas State Parks Director Rodney Franklin telling News Nation it only takes a few inches of fast-moving water to sweep you off your feet.
And once you lose your balance, anything could happen. You could bump your head, you could get caught on a root or something like that. So the best advice I could give is just to turn around from those situations and stay on high ground.
Yeah, he said planning is key, especially if you're going out solo. Some of his other biggest pieces of advice, you know, share your route with a loved one before you head out, or even maybe drop your pin once you get there. He says pack a cell phone, food, extra water just in case. And according to the Texas Department of Transportation, flash flooding is the leading cause of weather-related deaths, at least here in Texas.